Well, I heard you. Do you deep shit? Does Tula Gong go well, ship shit? Go on, my. Because Tommy, knees far and shocked and shaw. Need me on, folks, but fey me on, Ribbawad. Just a wee reflection on the amount of discussion, debate, initiatives, and the general increase in the conversations that has been growing, that have been growing around Irish unity. So Sinn Féin's Commission on the Future of Ireland held two packed public meetings in Fermanagh and West Tyrone. Friends of Sinn Féin in the USA, including the range of other Irish American organisations, had a hugely successful Irish Unity Summit in New York. The Irish Echo in that city editorialised on the imperative of United Ireland, and Ireland's Future produced Ireland 2030, which set 2030 as the date for the unity referendum promised in the Good Friday Agreement. So here's a wee unity roundup. Going back to the Fermanagh People's Assembly in Enniskillen on February the 22nd, over 200 people, maybe closer to 300. It was opened by the local MP, Michelle Gildernew, and the main address was given by Uachtaráin Hinn Féin, Mary Lou MacDonald. And then Sinn Féin withdraws from these proceedings and hands over to an independent chair, and there's an expert panel from the world of, in this case, business, health and education. And this panel in Enniskillen included Noel McAloon, Dr. Nell McVeigh, Trevor Burney and Mairead Kelly. And the conversation and the interaction between the panel and the audience was excellent. There was a buzz and energy in the room. And Mary Lou said, there are two words that really sum up what we as Irish Republicans are standing for in the here and now. Hope and change. We need to go beyond the rhetoric and start planning for unity. And that means that the Irish government must establish a citizens' assembly. Irish unity is the big idea. Hope and change are the pathway to get there. 5 days later in West Tyrone, in Strabane, a People's Assembly was opened again by the local MP of that constituency, Orlea Bagley, and the main address was given by Economy Minister Conor Murphy, MLA. And this was the first meeting of this kind to be held in West Tyrone, and it too had a capacity audience. The panel included Michelle Canning, Dr. Kieran Kennedy, Annette Kelly, Professor Malachy O'Neill, and Dr. Brendan O'Hare. And his opening remarks, Conor Murphy said, the current fiscal deficit is a result of the North's dependence on Britain's failed economic framework. A fiscal deficit that can only be addressed by improving the North's economic performance, which is best done by reunification. Conor called on the Irish government to publish an economic plan for unity, which should include a citizens' assembly. And this was endorsed unanimously by the audience in a vote at the end of the meeting. Now, if you would like to make a contribution to the Commission on the Future of Ireland, you can do so in writing at commission@sinnfein.ie or at www.sinnfein.ie/future of Ireland. Join the conversation. Send in your suggestions, your proposals, your thoughts, your reservations about the future. The influential Irish American newspaper, the Irish Echo, in advance of the Irish Unity Summit in New York, wrote in an editorial, a reunited Ireland is not an idea now confined to the heart and soul. It is now in the minds of many, regardless of political affiliation. We are now at the point of how and why not. We have reached a moment in history when we can present ideas for new politics, for new social and economic structures, for the entire island of Ireland, and do so in a manner which cannot be dismissed as some romantic attempt to grasp the unattainable. And then the big gig, the Coopers Union Unity Summit, Mary Lou McDonnell and Piers Doherty, Sinn Féin's finance spokesperson, were in New York that weekend for 2 days of high-level engagements. The two met young Irish immigrants living and working in the capital and spoke to several US companies who are key employers in Ireland. And Mary Lou also met with the Palestinian ambassador to the United Nations to extend ongoing solidarity with the Palestinian people and to support efforts for an immediate ceasefire. She also delivered the keynote address to the Irish Unity Summit in the Great Hall at Cooper Union. And it was an amazing venue with it's a long history of great political meetings, including one with Abraham Lincoln, and James Connolly also spoke there, if I remember rightly, and I spoke there myself. This big Irish Unity Summit was live streamed, and Mary Lou received rapturous receptions from the hundreds who had assembled. Others who participated, including Professor Brendan O'Leary, Glenn Bradley, Niall Murphy, Tim Kennedy. There was also an emotional tribute to our friend and comrade Rita O'Hare, whose first anniversary was on Sunday last. Mary Lou told her audience, "On February the 3rd, Michelle O'Neill, a Republican woman from County Tyrone, took up the office as First Minister in the North, and she pledged to be a First Minister for all, and every day she shows that she means it." Referencing the unity referendum provided for by the Good Friday Agreement, Mary Lou said that this places the constitutional future of Ireland in the hands of the people, North and South, to be decided on that most sacred democratic principle, one person, one vote. In the polling station, everyone will be equal. Everyone will have their vote. Everyone will have their say. The outcome decided by a simple democratic majority. And that, folks, will commence, if that is the will of the people, the work of rebuilding, of refounding the nation, of uniting our people and our country. And that's about creating a home where everyone belongs. The people of Ireland get to shape the future. Together and in our time, we can realise the dream. We will finish the journey. We will shape the future. A new united Ireland, a nation home for all. She also spoke of the genocide in Gaza. "We have known the brutality of colonialism and dispossession and the pain of conflict. We know the value of peace. Today, the beleaguered, besieged, impoverished refugee population of Gaza endure unimaginable suffering. This vicious criminal onslaught must stop now. Those funding these atrocities must stop now. All hostages must be released. There's need for an immediate ceasefire and the renewal of a peace process grounded in international law based on the two-state solution with the aim of achieving self-determination and station and nationhood for the Palestinians and a secure Israel." The Ireland's Future publication, which is quite a visionary document, was set out last Monday. And this civic organisation sets 2030 as a realisable goal for the unity referendum. It places a significant onus on all of us to prepare for that outcome. And it is a very significant contribution to building the consensus which is needed to achieve this goal and to win the referendum. Ireland's Future believes that the electoral evidence, demographic changes and dysfunctional nature of the Northern State means that there is no credible alternative to preparing for the referendums North and South on Irish unity. The document's well researched, it's a cogent argument in favour of unity and are preparing for it now. It sets out the steps that should be taken now including encouraging those parties that favour unity to outline their propositions, agree a programme for government, commitment for the constitutional change that's needed, and establish an all-island civic forum, assembly, dialogue. And for Ireland's future, it's all about participation. It's all about encouraging the widest possible conversation and the involvement by the greatest number of people. So for more information on Ireland 2030, Ireland's future, can be contacted at contact@irelandsfuture.com and with www.irelandsfuture.com, all lower casing. Now, the awfulness of the genocide and now the starvation in the Palestinian territories continues. And really, it's when you think it can't get any worse, then Israeli state actions stun us. Last week, the Israeli forces lured starving citizens into a killing ground as they sought desperately to secure food for their hungry families. Over 100 people were shot dead and hundreds more were wounded. In a unique act of solidarity, a group of mural painters in West Belfast over the last month or so asked for and were given illustrations from artists in the West Bank who cannot paint political murals about the current situation because to do so would almost certainly see them killed by Israeli soldiers or settlers. Local folks, Donny Devaney, Marty Lyons, Mickey Doherty, the Divis Youth Group, and all of the others who fund it, who supplied the paint, who added their own little brush strokes, everyone who played their part in this exceptional initiative deserve our thanks. The murals are an evocative and horrifying reminder of the genocide taking place on our television screens every evening. So well done. There is now a Palestinian wall in Divis Street, just below the Falls Road on Belfast, on what was earlier known as the International Wall. Now, I thought, as we finish, and I'm recording this on International Women's Day because I want to watch the rugby on Saturday. So hopefully by the time you get this on Sunday, Ireland will have beaten England. And his little poem, it's in Nyilga. And I wrote it for my friend Siobhan O'Hanlon some time ago, just after her death, away back in 2006. And I say it like Ra, to Siobhan August Naman Ra Ella, and it's called Makala Naman. Strogolch Naman, Kinu Naman, Fulinch Naman, Nyart Naman, Faitnya Naman, Farag Naman, Dokus Naman, Kyol Naman, Cree Naman, Crack Naman, Gaira Naman, Karjas Naman, Ahas Naman, Gra Naman, Teki Naman, August Sirsha Naman. And on the day when Boucher published his report, let me say clearly that First Minister and Lass Ochtaron, Sinn Féin, Michelle O'Neill, speaks for me on this day. We are all sorry for those who have been hurt, for those who have been killed in the past. And thankfully, that will not ever, ever happen again. So, Slán a Cairde, agus Lóri mé leat, the Coon of Jé, Arish, and Seachtain Seo Hugin. Slán agus Tóir Éire.